Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Some years ago, a local businessman and friend of mine erected a giant steel cross on the high point of his property just a little south of our town. From every direction on every highway, it will be seen long before you arrive in our fair city. This was his own personal way of sharing his faith in Jesus with a multitude of people. No one misses this symbol. Every Lord's Day, when we meet together in our worship to praise the Lord, we have set before us the emblems of Christ's sacrifice made on the old rugged cross. The unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine are prepared for us to break the bread and drink of the cup. We see, through the eye of our faith, the Lord's body hanging on the cross and his blood spilt for us. None of us miss the message of the cross. We know what the cross of Jesus does for us sinners. This is Max Pratt inviting you to join us after the song for a study about how the cross of Jesus Christ deals with our sins.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior.
Prophet Isaiah foretold how Jesus would die. He wrote about the sorrows he would bear. He described the suffering and death hundreds of years before Jesus was born. but he was spot on with all his predictions. He also wrote why Jesus was dying on that cross outside the city gates of Jerusalem. From Isaiah chapter 53, we read, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." From Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, "Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." 1 Peter 3, 18, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God." And many other passages could be listed, among these declaring that Christ died for our sins. It is imperative that we understand how his death on the cross of Calvary deals with our sins. A response to the gospel call of God is to accept the power of Christ's blood to cleanse us of our sins. Confessing our sinfulness, and with a penitent heart, we come in obedience to the command of Jesus to be baptized for the remission of our sins. Christ's blood sprinkles our conscience clean from our sinful past, and we rise from the waters of baptism into a new life. Romans chapter 6 explains how we have been set free from the bondage of sin and have begun a new life in Christ, a life of righteousness. By having our sins forgiven through the precious blood of Jesus, we have been redeemed. We no longer owe the debt of our past sins. We will not bear the guilt of those sins, and we will not be judged by God for those sins. Following our spiritual renewal, we must live not to serve sin, but to serve God. As we do, the blood of Jesus will continue to cleanse us from sins in our lives. 1 John 1, 6 and 7 and 9 says, "If we claim to have fellowship with Christ, yet walk in darkness, that is, in a sinful way, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, that is, the way of righteousness, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." It is significant that we keep this fact before us so that it serves our faith as we live in this old world. To forget what Jesus has done and is doing to forgive us, to cleanse us, to rescue us from punishment would be a most terrible thing. How ungrateful it would be. Some of the inspired writers of the New Testament testify that some of the early Christians had neglected attending the Sunday gatherings. By so doing, they were not there to encourage others in their faith, nor were they there to receive spiritual encouragement in their faith. And because of that, many grew spiritually weak. Remembering the old rugged cross week by week, we proclaim the death of Jesus. We are proclaiming its importance in our lives to each other as fellow believers and to the world itself. We are making our declaration that Jesus is the crucified and risen Lord. He is my Lord. His death for my sins has made the difference in me. All of this that we have shared is based upon our faith in what the Bible has written in its pages. We believe its testimony. Those of us who are Christians have heard the gospel message, that call, and we have answered it. We accept the love and the grace of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, His Son. We share this message with all our listeners with the hope that if you have not come to faith in the only one who can take away the desire to sin, take away the guilt of sin, take away the punishment that is due all sinners, then perhaps we have said something that will bring you to Jesus Christ. We would love to tell you more about our Savior. We have plenty of study materials to help anyone to understand the salvation that is offered through God's love and His grace to everyone. If today you feel the guilt of your sins, if you're struggling with how to stop living an ungodly life, if you just do not know how to be cleansed from your sins, please contact us through one means or another. We are prepared to share our faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God with you, so that you can share with us the blessed hope in knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.